the idea came from my enthusiasm for all things bicycling. I've always had bikes. I love bikes. And I'm a full-time musician. I spend most of the year either in a car or in an aeroplane, travelling on average 35,000 miles a year. So you can only guess at how big my carbon footprint really is. So really the idea of, instead of sitting in traffic jams, to be out on a bike carrying my kit is a liberating thought.
The tour is not just about cycling, it's about your new album, Cycling Music. Where did the inspiration come from for the album?
Well, the inspiration came around about the same time I had the idea for the tour, because tours tend to go hand in hand with albums. So I decided to write an extended piece of music which kind of covered aspects of cycling, and that was really, really fun. So a lot of the music was conceived, composed as I've been training for the tour over the past 2 or 3 months. It's in a vaguely minimalist style, so I don't use many notes, but they cycle round quite a lot. So it's a bit like a kind of musical kaleidoscope.
You'll be covering long distances by bike and also pulling a trailer about the size of a big suitcase containing your full concert kit. How's it all going to fit in?
It only just fits in, and it is the size of a very big suitcase. Luckily, it's weatherproof, but it's incredibly heavy. And I went on a training ride, which was followed by a trial concert to see whether I could still play the guitar, talk, or even stand up after pushing the pedals around with that much weight on the back. So it's taken some getting used to. The tour is very eco-friendly. The equipment is supposed to be lightweight and modern, but when you add it all together, if you're taking a whole stage show, that's a serious amount of gear.
It's a musical and a green exercise, but also raising money for a charity. How did you decide who to fundraise for?
My friend who is cycling with me, Mr. Sean Symington, very sadly he lost his wonderful partner, Shirley, who was also a friend of mine. Last year she died of cancer. She was cared for by the Big C organisation. And Sean immediately set off after the funeral and did a Land's End to John O'Groats to raise money. And I joined him on some of the ride, and we hatched the scheme then, really, for this tour. So all the proceeds go to a cancer charity called the Big C.
You're setting off on the 1st of May. Where does the first leg of the tour take you?
It's a completely flat run along the road where I live to my local arts centre. So it's going to break me in very gently. And then afterwards, we're going to trundle home along the seafront 2 miles. But then we have lots of trips out across the Sussex Downs, and then we head west. And then we're going right up to the north of England, into North Yorkshire.
You're not only doing your concerts, but also calling into some schools. Tell us about what you'll be doing there.
My children's school, doing a project on bikes, and I'm going to cycle along with all my kit. And I'll be doing a sort of glorified assembly for them, where they can look at the bicycle, we can talk about what you can carry on a bike, how far you can go in a day, and I shall play them some of the music, because the music on the album is not only guitars and sequencers, but there's a percussionist actually hitting spokes and things. I always try to visit schools when I visit a town to play in a theatre. It's perfect for schools, bicycles and music. What could be better?